This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm Kate Daly, your guest host from katedalyradio.com. So good to be with you today. I hope you're doing well. I obviously have a wonderful guest, and you're going to want to hear every single thing he says. But I just wanted to say two things about the headlines. Go back for the last 2 years and look at all the headlines, Biden versus Trump, okay? You're going to see all the headlines. It was this match from the very beginning. There's no surprise what's going on right now in the headlines. Go look for all the articles. You'll find them from Washington Post to CNN. Anyway, two horrible news outlets. Also, they don't want you to fly. Three articles yesterday creating the fear of flying. If I were you, I mean, I'm making a concerted effort not to fly United, Delta, American, or Virgin. I think that notorious for false flags. I think those airlines, those keep coming up, and I would just say maybe stay away from those ones. That would be my personal. I mean, you can do what you want. I just think they're creating a fear of flying, so for a reason. All right. Mel Madison is a writer and financial services veteran, a fintech executive leveraging over 20 years experience in the realm of high finance, and brings this real-world authenticity to fictional narratives that one of them is coming out right now called Quaz. You're going to want to check this book out. Why? Because this guy knows this history. He understands where all of this is headed with digital currency. And today we're going to talk about the fact that the deep economic state, the BIS, the Bank of International Settlements, and the end game of CBDC digital currency and two different systems they'll be operating, one for them, one for us, you know, the peons, and just a healthy dose of economic realism. And he quotes Thomas Jefferson, as he wrote over 200 years ago, banking establishments are more dangerous than standing armies. I 100% agree. Welcome to the show, Mel Madison. How are you?
I'm doing fabulous. Thanks for having me.
I'm so glad you're on with me. You're a wealth of information. So I am just going to let you talk about what is happening right now. But I want to start with the deep economic state. I think this is a really good place to start. You cover a lot of this in your novel, which I highly recommend. Quaz, you can go and order it right now. It is Quoz. You might want to tell people why the name, first off, because this goes, this delves into banking, what's coming, what you saw during COVID, what's really happening. Why the name Quaz?
Sure. So Quaz has a little bit to do with a part in the book, area where a AI supercomputer that is being operated by a powerful and shadowy organization that we're going to get into today. It's called the Bank for International Settlements. Not a lot of people have heard about it. It is the central bank for central banks. It has a long and storied history as financiers of the Third Reich, enablers of Hitler, and I hope we'll get into all of that. But to answer your question about Quaz, there's a quantum computer, and it's heated in cooled in a super cooled chamber that's kind of got this eerie green glow, and it's reminiscent of the Emerald City. And I call it a quantum Oz or Quaz. But what really, you know, drove me to stick with that as a device in the novel was also my love and reading of Frank Baum's classic, The Wonderful Wizard of Oz. And I'm not talking about the 1939 movie, but the earlier book that came out that the movie was based on. And that book, what a lot of people don't understand is that there have been currency crises that date back to the beginning of formation of this country. We could talk about the continental currency, which was a fiat currency to fund the revolution, or the greenbacks that Lincoln did, and how those led to disaster and inflation. But There was currency crisis going on in the turn of the century, and Baum was trying to encapsulate that in The Wizard of Oz. And he had the way back home was through the yellow brick road and Dorothy's silver shoes. They weren't ruby slippers in
the
book.
So I'm gonna stop you there. We're gonna come right back. We have so much time. You're gonna want to stay glued to this. Trust me on this one. He knows his stuff. We'll be right back. How do things end?
The second American Revolution is happening now, right in front of you. And you're tuned in to InfoWars because you're either looking for the truth or you're already a patriot. I'm asking you now to realize we are at the fulcrum, the crossroads in the fight for human destiny and human future. Please spread the word about the broadcast. Please buy great products at InfoWarsStore.com. And please pray for the transmission. Without you, we're going to fail. But if you simply take action and spread the word and pray for the broadcast and buy the products, you will continue to aid us together in our victory against these tyrants. But now is the time to make the decision. I know there's millions of forms of media out there and all this BS, and the globalists hope you get lost in all of it. But notice the globalists, the New World Order, are coming after us. Because they realize we've got their number. Think about it. InfoWars is the tip of the spear. Do you want to support the tip of the spear? That decision is up to you. Please support us now at InfoWars Store.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. My guest, Mel Madison. The book, Quoz, Q-U-O-Z. You can go to melmadison.com. It's M-A-T-T-I-S-O-N. Okay? You're going to learn so much in this hour. I'm excited, actually, to have you listen to him. So let's go back to Frank Baum, the author of Wizard of Oz. You were just getting into that. And then I want to ask you about the real purpose of the central banks.
Yes, exactly. So this is a not well-known story of our time, but there were riots and protests in the streets that were going on, you know, at the turn of the century around currency and around money. And it was eerily reminiscent of what we're looking at today, where the government wanted to take away the people's money, right, and reinstitute a new system. And at the time, the people really used silver, and silver was embedded early on as a currency of the United States. It's a term called bimetallism, you know, gold and silver. And the bankers had gold, had the gold, and the people had the silver. And there was an act passed in 1873, I think it's the Coinage Act of 1873, that essentially outlawed silver as money. And it was known as the Crime of 73. And it was to move us all onto a gold standard only, that whereby the bankers were the ones who were holding the gold and people were using silver, which was money. And they didn't want the people having that money. And, you know, William Jennings Bryan did his famous cross of gold speech, do not, you know, nail us to this cross of gold and take away the money. And this led to panics. This led to trouble in the economy, which ultimately led to the 1913 passage of the Federal Reserve Act. So all of these things, these currency crises that lead to the development of central banks and how the government does what they have been doing for hundreds of years, which is finding ways to siphon the wealth of the people into the coffers of the government so that they then have a population dependent on them that must sell their labor, that must do what they say. And it's all the same stuff happening. It's just, you know, history doesn't repeat, it rhymes, but it's rhyming really strong right now.
So the book title is named after Oz, and bringing all of this history into that novel, and also touch briefly on the regulatory role, and let's focus on the manipulation of money, too, of the economy, how they manipulate it even right now.
Exactly. So what would help everybody, I think, understand the rest of the conversation is just to understand what is the purpose of a central bank. So there's one purpose that they tell you about, and there's another purpose of why they were originally created. What was the impetus to create an organization called a central bank? And it goes back to 1694, and William III, the King of England at the time, had gone broke fighting foreign wars. And not only had he gone broke, but he had taken on so much debt from creditors that he defaulted on some of that debt, and people would not loan him any money. The rich banking families would not loan him any money. And so he taxed and he taxed and he taxed until the taxes got so high that he couldn't tax anymore. And there was no gold that he could get his hands on. He wanted to build a fleet. He needed 1.5 million pounds to build a fleet to go fight France. And so they came up with this idea called a central bank. And this was the formation of the Bank of England, upon which all modern central banks are based, including the Federal Reserve. And the system is get money from the people through the central bank. By the central bank takes the people's gold, gives it to the government, and then the government uses it for what they want. And in return, the central bank starts creating paper money. And this is the introduction of paper British pound notes. And this is what was happening in this country with the creation of the Federal Reserve. And it was the exact same thing until we went off of the gold standard in 71. And it started becoming more and more blatant and unstoppable. But they still have found ways to get the central bank to be essentially a money printing machine for the government. And everybody knows that that's what they do. They print money for the government. And the situation that we're getting to right now and what this is leading to, and it's like the music starting to slow in the musical chairs, is first they're able to keep a charade up of a gold standard, then that collapses, then they're saying, well, we have a manageable amount of fiat money, but now even that is collapsing. And the way that's collapsing is so much of it is needing to be printed that you're starting to get serious inflation. And I think we're just in a period of maybe a little lull right now where it's coming down, but in the end, and we'll probably get into this later, but within 10 years, the $200 trillion-plus in entitlement funding that is unpaid for, the amount of debt and spending is going to get so high that we could be heading for a necessary economic showdown, revolution, Bretton Woods 2.0 type situation where the entire economic system needs to be overturned in order for them to institute their plans of control and chaos and how they can once again impoverish the people and set up the cycle all over again.
Who owns the Fed, the Federal Reserve?
Yeah, so the central banks, whether you're talking about Bank of England or you're talking about the Federal Reserve today, they're owned by the member banks. And this system is really set up to serve the banking cartels and the financial elites. And so a lot of people, they'll say, oh, no, the Federal Reserve, it's technically, it might be separate from the government, but they do, when they get interest on the debt that they own, they do pay that back to the government treasury. But what they're looking at when they're doing that is they're just looking at the face of the Federal Reserve, which is the Board of Governors and federal appointees like Jerome Powell. And they're not looking beyond that to the 12 member banks. So, you know, people, when you look at a bill that you have, there's always a little circle on there with a letter and a name of a city. And it could be Richmond. It could be Dallas. It could be San Francisco. It could be New York. Take a look at the next time you actually have physical cash in your hands. And you'll see that it actually doesn't come from the Federal Reserve in Washington. It comes from one of the 12 regional Federal Reserve banks. And these banks are not owned by the government. They're owned by the member banks. And if I could just briefly read a two-sentence quote, that this comes directly from the Federal Reserve of St. Louis, one of the 12's website. Oh, while the Board of Government Agency, meaning the Board of Governors of the Fed, the Federal Reserve banks, these 12 regional banks, are set up like private corporations. Member banks, that's commercial banks, that's the Goldman Sachs, that's whoever, member banks hold stock in the Federal Reserve banks and earn dividends. So who owns our central bank? It's the member banks. It's the banking cartel. And, as happens in all of capitalism, institution serves the owners. So they're not here to serve the people. They're here to serve the banking cartel.
Wow. The Bank for International Settlements, the thing that's not really talked about a lot. We talk about Federal Reserve, but we don't really talk about the BIS, which is huge in this situation, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The Bank for International Settlements, and this goes for everything I'm saying. It's not stuff that you need to find written on the back of an envelope somewhere. They couch it in fancy terms. They bury it in 25-page white papers or somewhere on their website, but they admit all of this. The central bank for central banks is the Bank for International Settlements. It's based in Basel, Switzerland. Its members are the central banks of the world, 63 of them, encompassing over 95% of global GDP. And every 2 months, the leaders of the central banks fly to Basel. They have secret clandestine meetings. They refuse to allow media coverage. They refuse to release minutes. They refuse to discuss anything of what they go and discuss in these two-day meetings. And this is the big shots. This is Powell from
this
the Fed.
This is the they whenever we're talking about they. Okay.
This is the they. This is Christine Lagarde of the ECB. And the other they is the people that are owning these Federal Reserve member banks, which you can look at, say, the Richmond Fed, and you see who's on the board of directors. Oh, it's the CEO of Siemens. Oh, what did she do prior to that? Oh, she worked for Lockheed Martin, or she ran, you know. So it's defense contractors, and their names are there, and they're public, and that's who they are. And I think it will be great to get into.
I did a show here on Siemens because Siemens is a big name and we never hear about it. They were heavily involved with the Nazi regime. They pretty much are dealing with all of our trains and outfitting all of our trains here. They get huge government contracts and also healthcare as well. They're in our healthcare, and I wouldn't call it healthcare. It's more like genocide, but they're involved. Siemens. Be right back.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Paladi Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm Kate Daly, your guest host from katedalyradio.com, the Kate Daly Show. So happy to be with you. You deserve to have a great day. And also, this information really needs to be ingested today so that we understand what's happening on the monetary front coming in over the next decade, which we're going to talk about with Mel Madison. What is the end game? We're going to get to that. I wanted you to expand just a little bit more. MelMattison.com, M-A-T-T-I-S-O-N. You can also get his book, Quaz, that's coming out, that delves into a lot of details about the things we're going to be talking about today. So you have a really clear understanding of what we're up against and how they're going to play the system against us in the matter of control, which we all know is coming. We've talked about this, but there's so much more to understand, too. And so a little bit more on the BIS, the Bank of International Settlements that never gets talked about, the blueprint for the future monetary system. We need to talk about that, too. And you could preface that with a little more history if you want to, Mel.
A little bit of history. I don't want to get too much into it, but it's just kind of some fascinating stuff of this Bank for International Settlements. It was started in 1930. It was created to facilitate like reparations payments from the Germans to the Allied victors of World War One, and that quickly ended. The Depression happened. The collapse around the world of economic systems began in the 1930s. And the reparation payments only lasted for one more year. So the BIS was searching for a mission, searching for something. And their role as the International Central Bank for Central Banks began to emerge. And what they did was throughout not only the buildup of the Third Reich, but then during the war, was they acted as the conduit for all of these international banking cartels to continue to do what they needed to do. So it was a conduit from Wall Street into the Third Reich to build the roads, funnel the Nazi war machine. And then once the Third Reich actually went into action, they facilitated the economic takeovers that the Third Reich wanted to accomplish. So one quick example of that was when Hitler invaded Czechoslovakia. Czechoslovakia's central bank had left their gold, big mistake here, in the safekeeping of the Bank for International Settlements. The Bank for International Settlements, after Hitler invaded Czechoslovakia. Basically, Hitler sent in henchmen to the head of the Czechoslovakian Central Bank and said, order the BIS to release the gold to us. And, you know, people in America were shocked by this, but the BIS did it. The BIS literally took their gold, which was being held on behalf of the BIS in underneath the Bank of England, and through more gold swaps, through all of their, international gold web that they had at this time, took gold reserves that were in Amsterdam. They did some bookkeeping entries on the Bank for International Settlements, and they loaded up the trucks and they shipped the Czechoslovakian gold to Berlin. And so even as Hitler was invading countries, World War II is getting started, this bank is enabling the Third Reich's buildup and playing both sides of the coin. So this is who we're dealing with here. You had a guy on the board of directors there that was the guy in charge of all gold confiscation from the Jews and from concentration camps, from people's teeth. These are the people that have served on the board of directors. And this institution still exists. And this is the institution that Jerome Powell goes to every 2 months. And five of the directors, I believe it was, that were there were eventually tried for war crimes. And surprise, surprise, there were pardons, there were appeals. These are people that were instrumental in providing the money for the Third Reich, and they got like 2 years probation. I mean, it's, you can't write this stuff. And this is the organization. And in, at the Bretton Woods conference, it was, the Americans were like, we've got to dismantle this thing. The people in the government that knew what the Bank of International Settlements had done, they knew about their connections with John Foster Dulles. They knew that his brother had been the attorney for the Bank of International Settlements in New York. They knew the CIA had been setting up shop next to the BIS during the war. All these connections were there. And the American, some people that were representing America at Bretton Woods said, we got to dismantle it. We got to take it down. And somehow, 3 years later, mysteriously, those plans were revoked. It was agreed to at Bretton Woods. Everything at Bretton Woods that they said they were going to do, they did, except for one thing, which was dismantle and tear down the Bank for International Settlements.
It's interesting. You know, you look back on the media, they never talk about it. They never mention it. I mean, mainstream media is bought and sold. We all know it. Just more evidence of that because it never gets talked about. So they spelled out their plans for the tokenization, the digitization, right, of not only money, but also of assets.
Exactly. So this is where it leads us to today. They are at the forefront. So we don't want to get too technical, but there needs to be payment rails. There needs to be central to central bank communications. There needs to be this whole huge infrastructure set up to put in the new global central bank digital currency regime. And the Bank for International Settlements are the ones that are doing it. They're the ones that put out a 25-page white paper, what's the title of this? Blueprint for the Future Monetary System. Improving the old, enabling the new. And this is where they spell out their plans of not only do they want central bank digital currencies, but they want the tokenization of assets. They want to take who actually owns your car and turn it into a Web3 blockchain software line of code so that, they want to repossess a car. They want to repossess a code. Guess who's going to own your gun? You're not going to own your gun. It will be on the unified ledger of a central bank somewhere as the actual owner of these things. And so this is all part of their plans. And just really quickly, the last bit of historical thing before we get into today is after World War II, they continued to do what they wanted to do. And Germans continued to be instrumental. And the big three parts of the Nazi plan for Europe economically after World War II was, one, we need to get rid of borders for trade. Two, we need to have a common currency. And three, this needs to be run out of Germany. What do we have today? The euro. They're the ones who put it in place. The ECB, the European Central Bank, had their offices in the headquarters of the Bank for International Settlement in Basel until they moved to where? Frankfurt, Germany, home of the Rothschild banking clan, where Mayor Rothschild himself started the whole thing. And now today, the central bank, the main economic power in Europe, is the European Central Bank, headquartered in Frankfurt, with one common currency, and the borders are gone. The Third Reich's economic plan put into action through the BIS. Today, that first step of what they did in Europe is and they're going to do this by utilizing, as they always do, the technology that they have. And so that's where we're at today. You know, we can take this wherever you want. But the tokenization.
A lot of these companies. They're all from Germany. Everything originates in Germany. And it is kind of amazing. So we're going to come back. We'll talk about the tokenization. And this also goes along with that plan, the drill that they did where they take everybody's stuff in an economic collapse and they let you off of payments for a solid year. They did this October ago. And then when you want your stuff back, so everybody goes, yay, we have a free year of no payments. But when you want your stuff back, you have to go into digitalization. We'll be right back more with the great Mel Madison. The book is Quoz, Q-U-O-Z.
You know, I sit up here and I yell and scream about the New World Order and the globalists. They're planning to get rid of the borders and release a virus and have a global power grab. And you saw it all come true. But there's a inverse of that. There's not just the bad stuff I'm telling you about. There's the good stuff I'm telling you about. And just like our information is the best you're going to find out there, our supplements are amazing. So our new special, the last half of January 2024, is here. It's Real Red Pill Plus and DNA Force Plus, both 50% off. We're calling it the Supercharged Special. You can get either one of these great items at 40% off individually or together for 50% off. Now, the time we have left, I can't tell you why they're so great and what they do for your body. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, look at the ingredients and investigate it, and then get them. It supports the InfoWar and it'll change your life. Take advantage now, InfoWarsStore.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with a Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit IRS.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm Kate Daly, your guest host. My guest is Mel Mattison. Mel Mattison. I'm saying it with T, so you understand it's M-A-T-T-I-S-O-N. MelMattison.com, and the book is Quad. So grateful to have you here. And we're going to get into more of the end game. I also want to ask you, was COVID also cover for the financial looting that was going on? I mean, complete cover, dry run through, whatever it was. We'll get to that, too. Let's talk about Bitcoin, because when I was talking with you, a question arose actually from my co-host that said, you know, was Bitcoin just actually installed just to make us comfortable with this, so profiteering off of this, because that's why it has an anonymous owner, still unknown creator of Bitcoin, but they shoved this out to gain some trust.
Yes, so Satoshi Nakamoto is just this name that somehow is out there in the ether based upon a white paper that showed up whenever that was, 2008 or 10, when Bitcoin came along, and he, and I'm using the term he, but we don't know who he is. Is he the CIA? Is he part of this international banking group and other industrial complex, the economic industrial complex, the military? The groups that align, the groups that value the most or gain the most value when they siphon off the money from the people and funnel it into their corporations and their banks. So my personal thought on Bitcoin is I don't know. It could be legitimate. I have to be honest about that. It could be as legitimate. I mean, it could be a random person. It could also be a psyop. It could be designed to have a backdoor and create a collapse and fall apart in 2030. We just don't really know enough about it. And related to that, though, and getting people used to this digital currency, this digitization of money, it flows into what they want to do next, which is the tokenization of assets, they call it, where they use the term the process of representing claims digitally on a programmable platform. And by programmable, what they mean is that they can turn it on, they can turn it off, they can foster their own DEI initiatives, they can create limits on how much money you're spending on guns or ammo or fossil fuels or whatever they like or don't like. It's a mechanism for social controls. And so all of this, it is a desensitization, it's a training, and there are things out there as well in the digital front, like stable coins, that represent a threat to this entire economic system that they're also trying to get ahead of by the release of a two-tier CBDC system, which keeps the commercial banks still at the center of power and money. And that's the main reason I think CBDCs are coming.
So I was mentioning a drill where I think this was 2022, October, where the government did a drill. And what they did was, it was an economic collapse drill. And they told people, okay, you get to go for up to a year without any payments on any of your stuff. And so, of course, when people are given something like that little break, they were, you know, cheering for that. And this was an exciting thing and a great thing. But then when you wanted your stuff and you actually want to go and finish off paying off your stuff, which everybody has loans out, right, and all kinds of things, then they push you into this type of currency in order to get your stuff back, so that you're not without your stuff. So it was just a way. So do you figure something like that would happen? Would it come in 1,000 cuts, or does it come where it's a conjured up depression like we had before, where it's a dive off the cliff kind of thing? What do you think?
So I think you're exactly right. I think that whenever, you know, beware of Greeks bearing gifts, right? So whenever the government is giving you stimulus checks, or they're talking about things like universal basic income, or they're giving you a break from interest payments, and you, mm-hmm. they're great packagers. They're great, yeah, at wrapping. They know how to play us. They, you know, we're like a violin to them, and they're, you know, Stradivarius. You know, he's the maker. I guess he probably played too. But you know, they know what they're doing. This is not their first rodeo. This is not a group of bumbling fools who have no idea about human nature or how people react to things. And I think that they know they need a way to suck people in, and things always look better on the face of it. And then they've got you right where they want you, and then they can spring their trap. And it will be like that with CBDCs, where they'll talk all this game about privacy and how it's just going to be so amazing for you, and you're going to be able to get direct money from the government through universal income. And, you know, the same thing with COVID, you've mentioned a couple of times, like the purpose of the COVID and how that all worked, whether it was created mm-hmm. for this purpose or when it showed up because it came out of the lab or whatever happened with it, they used it as an opportunity. It became what in military terms would be called a feint or a probing act or a reconnaissance in force, where the general doesn't want to send the whole army, because if it doesn't work right with this battle plan, then he loses his whole army. So he does it on a smaller, a micro version first before the macro version comes. And COVID acted as this microcosm for what happens when we shut people down? What happens when we start forcing shots on the people? What happens when we start telling people they can't leave their homes? What happens when you start getting people used to these types of dependencies? How is the reaction? And then they see reactions, and they see, you know, different looting, or they see different protests. And now they understand that when this comes out on a bigger scale, when the things really start happening, now they understand where are the strengths, where are the weaknesses, what do they need to do. So you can look at it as the prep, the dry run, as they do their final preparations for what they know is coming, which is a relative collapse of the economic system, because it simply cannot go on anymore. And the weakness is showing up. The inflation that came, mm-hmm. the way they raised interest rates, and then they had to stop raising it. And what they know is that these things are coming to an end because of the debts that are already on the books. There's nothing. Budget battles don't matter. How much money we're going to spend in 2024 doesn't matter. What matters is we've already committed to spending over $200 trillion. Not the $34 trillion you hear about debt, but if you look at the big thing that where the money goes, it's Social Security and it's Medicare payments. And we maxed out in 2020. We hit a peak, and we're just declining. The Congressional Budget Office puts out all the figures, and it's going to be empty in 2033. And as we lead up to that, as we start hitting 2029, 2030, and people realize, wow, they really do have to either cut my Social Security, or they have to take it away, or they have to jack up Social Security taxes to insane levels, or Medicare. And then the other spending is still there, and all the government programs, and they start releasing this massive debt that the economy can't handle anymore. That's when they need to do their Bretton Woods 2.0 economic calamity. Every dollar you have is going to be worth 10 cents or 50 cents on the dollar. And they're going to start, you know, issuing, you know, a new currency, and they're already going to have the system in place to do it by then, which is the digital central bank. So there's nothing you can do about it. There's not a paper note out there. There's not a bank you can go to. And they have the mechanism all in place to do a complete reboot of the economic system and skew everything in their favor once again.
The reason you know these things is because you're a student of history, and they don't change the playbook very often. And like you said, with COVID, they wanted to search out the weaknesses. They were probably gauging how many people revolted, how many people protested, what section of the population, what percentage did not get the shots. And I think they faked the numbers for the boosters, because after the first shot, people weren't getting a lot of the boosters. And I actually think they faked the numbers for the original shot. Nobody wanted what they were selling. Not nobody, but a big portion of the people. But they will fudge those numbers too. When we come back, I want to talk a little bit more about the future, about what's coming. And you noted, too, that the World Economic Forum was really talking about how these CBDCs could be used to limit purchases, like you said, of just about everything. So you get to the grocery store, you've harmed the climate too much, you can't buy said groceries, or you can't get said fuel. Those types of things are coming. Be right back on the Alex Jones Show. More with MelMadison.com. Mel Madison.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. My guest, Mel Madison of MelMadison.com, and of course the book coming out this month is called Quaz. It's a book talking about how AI, how the CBDC, everything collides, everything intersects, a lot of history also, and you'll love this book. So we had the cash dilemma that happened, this little dry run in India. Then we had Nigeria, and you might want to talk about that for just a second. People were handed the CBDCs as a solution, right? So talk about that, because people may not take their horrid shots, but they will take money. And that's our problem, is that we need to get out of debt. We need to do all of these things to combat this. But there was some good news that came out of Nigeria. Yes, Mel?
Can you hear me okay? I had a little brief hiccup in the audio there.
Yes. Talk about Nigeria.
So Nigeria was, again, you know, they this isn't their first rodeo. They do feints. They do reconnaissance in force. And so the CBDC rollout in Nigeria was one of those. And Nigeria is a large economy, the largest, in Africa. Over 200 million people, rich in natural resources and oil. And they were hard hit by inflation. Obviously, the Nigerian Central Bank with their currency, the Naira, was getting out of control. People were starting to use Bitcoins and alternative sources of payment. And so they said to themselves, I don't know what they talked about at the BIS, but this would be the perfect type of an action that gets planned in secret at the BIS. Let's see what Nigeria does when we force a CBDC on the people there. And they had their way figured out to do it. They said we have too much counterfeiting, too much paper money being forged, and we're going to issue all new paper money. And everybody in the country, you need to turn in your paper money, and we'll give you this new form of paper money. And that old form is no longer valid. And so the people turned in the old form, but instead of getting the new form of money, which they wanted, they went to the banks. They went to the ATMs. Where's our money? They didn't get it. But the Bank of Nigeria said, we can give you the e-Naira, the CBDC. And the people of Nigeria revolted. They didn't want it. They took to the streets. Unfortunately, people were killed. But it led to new leadership. It led to a new president who actually went and arrested and took the head of the Nigerian Central Bank away in handcuffs. He went from the ivory tower in Basel to a Nigerian prison cell. These are the actions that are happening. This isn't, you know, some made up story of what's going on. This is what is going on out there in the world right now. But you didn't hear a lot about it or any of it on the mainstream news, because the last thing that they want to start broadcasting is a story about the people taking power back and central bankers going to prison.
So you could see a time then when people would be told to hand in their dollar bills, their 20s, their 100s, whatever the currency may be, but they might get back 25,000 in CBDC as a little gift from the government, so that you feel really good about handing in that cash, because you're going to score some more money, right? Because you got to give freebies when you're doing this. People will take them.
Exactly. They will have one way or the other. It could be exactly like you said, to encourage adoption. We're going to give you 120 cents on the dollar of CBDCs. And people say, well, I don't really want to do it. But if I can use a CBDC through my bank to buy my groceries, and I'm going to have $120 to do it, well, I guess I will. Or they're going to say, look, we're going to give a new round of stimulus checks like they did. But in order to get it, you need to go online or go on your smartphone and create a central bank digital wallet. And you need to start, you know, putting in your bio codes or your fingerprints and your eyes or whatever they need to make this happen, where they can then start easing you in to having all of your life, all of your money coming through this app on your phone that's operated by, you know, Federal Reserve System, and that's where the money is, and it goes through the commercial banks. So you got to keep your eyes out. That's what InfoWars does, right? And it tells the people about what the globalists are planning and where they're coming from and what to keep a lookout for. And these are the things that are going to start happening, where they're going to start, you know, priming the pump.
Yep. You would buy gold and silver, maybe create a bartering system within a community of people that you live by. Shop at your local farmers. Don't be eating petri dish meat. Don't give in to a lot of these plans, because we could foil a lot of this as a people. We don't have to do what they want us to do. They're going to entice us. They're going to bribe us. Be out of debt, because debt is the way that they wrangle you into this hot mess. But there are things you can do. What else would you do besides for maybe owning rentals or rental companies? Because that seems to be Klaus Schwab's way of the future if they get their way. What else would you do to sort of prepare?
Yes. So I do think that, you know, talking a second about like some of those ideas, but just one thing too about the people are learning, you know, they are confronting something that they didn't have to confront in 1694, which is venues such as this, where people can get the word out of what's really going on. And you're starting to see it in Europe, where they're farther ahead on this. And I always look to the European Central Bank to see what the Fed might be doing next. The people are revolting against it. So you can actually look at, you know, percentage of transactions handed digitally or through a credit card in certain European countries, and the amount that are going back to using paper euros has skyrocketed. There are countries in Europe where only 50% of transactions are handed digitally. They're still doing half of their transactions in cash, which is not even close to what we do here in the United States. And right. What I find very and you know what those countries do this? What are the countries? Well, guess what? It's Germany. It's Austria. It's Switzerland. The ones who stay the most away from this banking cartel and systems are the ones closest to the seat of power.
To create.
Because they're the ones. They're the ones who understand it. Look at what they're doing. Look at what the central banks are doing. They're stopping buying U.S. debt, and they're starting to buy gold. This is publicly available information. You can look at a chart. You know, central bank purchases of U.S. debt goes down like a ski slope. Central bank purchases of gold goes up like a mountain. And these all, so the central banks are buying gold. They're de-dollarizing, they call it. And the people that live in these countries that are closest to this nexus of international economic power, they're the ones that are, you know, I mean, there's a reason why the Swiss have such secret banks, because they know you can't trust banks. You know, I mean, this is where this all comes from. And so, you know, what people can do.
There's two currencies, right? They'll have their own while we're given this whole blockchain on the lie that this is all about transparency, because you know fraud. Because they did the same thing in India, too, when they ended cash overnight. It was all about fraud, right? Stopping fraud. And so there's two currencies, real quick. One they'll use, one we are going to be using that actually is kind of chipped, just like you'd mark a bill. But what are the two kinds? Wholesale? What was the other one?
Wholesale and retail.
Wholesale and retail.
There's two completely separate systems, and the reason for that is that they need it to go through the commercial banks, so that the central banks, which are owned by the commercial banks, that kind of more real money, if you will, it's all funny money in a way, but the more real money will be the wholesale money, which is only to be used between banks and between banks and central banks. And then you and I, you know, the plebs, we get the retail version of the CBDC. And what this allows them to do, and we don't have time to get into it, but it allows them to continue their fractional reserve banking system of printing money and creating money through debt. And so all the money, we have to keep our retail CBDCs with the banks so that the real transactions behind the scenes can go through on the wholesale end. And that way the banks can hold our retail and they can use it to buy government debt. And then they can take that money that they hold as debt and they can loan it out, and they can create more and more layers of fraudulent money so that they can artificially say, oh, our GDP has gone up 4 or 5 times since World War II. Our economy is growing at 4%. All of these things, when in reality, we've seen what has happened to the standard of living since World War II, where someone with a high school diploma could buy a house, support his or her family, and send their kids to a safe school. And now two parents can't do it, running around like chickens with their heads cut off.
Oh, there's so many more places we could go on this. I'll have to have you back for a second hour, because there's so much involved with what the plans are. And it's not like they're shy about it. They print a lot of this stuff out. You just have to know how to look for it, where to look, and also who's saying it. And like you said, keep your eyes on Germany. What are they doing? Because there's a lot of tells being given. Matt Madison, Mel Madison, thank you. Really appreciate you. The book is called Quaz. Go get it. It goes into a lot more detail. You'll love it. And I'm Kate Daly for the Alex Jones Show. Really appreciate you listening in, and appreciate the information, Mel. Thank you.
Thank you.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.